Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Ace Cub Wine reporter, Mary Zajac. Always nice to see you.
It's nice to see you too, Jonathan.
We have a wine from Sicily and we have a wine from California to talk about, one white, one red. Let us begin with the white. It is the 2011 Insolia. Insolia is the grape. The name of the wine was Terra di Giumara, which is spelled G-I-U-M-A-R-A. It was from Marsala, which we associate sweet wine with. This was very, very dry. $16.50. The producer was Caruso and Menini. Enrico Caruso would have loved this wine.
He would have sung its praises.
To
yes.
Menini, perhaps. Clean, solid for me, nice acid. I like this very much.
I thought this is a beautiful wine. You got a little bit of stoniness, floral, fresh, a little bit of honey and citrus on the palate. As Jonathan pointed out, this is totally different from sweet Marsala or even dry Marsala. This is a white wine. It's not fortified. It just happens to be from the same region.
And yummy. Look for Insolia, I-N-Z-O-L-I-A, or if you're from Canada, Z. Our second wine was the 2010 Michael David Old Vine Sanceau, a $26 bottle of wine. Old vines? Just about 127 years old. From Lodi, California, the Bechtold Vineyard. And I thought this was a very pretty, well-made wine. Nice, balanced tannins. Very interesting.
Now, I tried this wine without knowing what it was, and I would not have guessed New World, and I don't think I would have guessed Sanceau either. I think I was probably in the Rhone, Grenache sort of thing. So I'm in some ways close, but no cigar. It is soft and spicy with a burst of fruit without being jammy. It still had a little bit of heft to it. It was a quite a complex wine.
Where would you expect to find Sanceaus from?
From southern France.
Excellent. From the Rhone, and they make up part
of... And from
of,
the Languedoc as well.
Mm-hmm, true. And they make up sort of part of that Côte du Rhône cépage, but they're not the star, as it were.
The big stars of the Rhone are Grenache and Syrah. You certainly can have Sanceau in blends. You see it more in Provence. You see a little bit in the Languedoc, where it can sometimes be a star or a supporting player, as it were.
It is really interesting when old world grapes come to the new world and do very, very interesting things. Once again, the 2010 Michael David Old Vine Sanceau, $26 a bottle from the Bechtold Vineyard in Lodi. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.